Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Owen Guns, me and my big mouth. You're listening to Sitovitz under Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Owen Guns track called Me and My Big Mouth. It could also almost have been biographical for me, that one. Old school hardcore from that part of Australia that we like to call not safe for work, Tony. What is the Owen Guns Bandcamp page?
TheOwenGuns.bandcamp.com.
It is theowenguns.bandcamp.com, TheOwenGuns, theowenguns.bandcamp.com, Tony Wong, Paulie B and the internet, nil. And that is a latest release that's part of an upcoming album that's out in a little while, I think. I do like getting emails from them. They always throw me because the Owen Guns, they send an email, they're so polite. And it's so nice. And you think, what lovely boys. Mm. And then you listen to their music and think, I'm scared, fuck of them. It's a great band, anyway. We've played them quite a lot, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely love them. Thank you for sending that through, the Owen Guns. You very polite people. Now, I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
So proud of that. I'm so proud of Jeff as well, because he keeps it coming, doesn't he? I mean, Jeff earns the same amount of money that we do for making it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know. So anyway, Jeff says, what do you call, and I'm doing this, like, he's written it in complete American. I'm going to do it all in complete American. You'll see why, right? What do you call an airplane full of bald people?
Don't know.
Receding airlines.
Nice.
Jeff, P.S. I didn't know what to wear to my premature ejaculation society meeting, so I just came in my pants.
Helps the accent, it improves it,
of course it does, because if you say it in English it sounds really wrong, because if you didn't know what to wear to a meeting, it's very unlikely you would just show up in your wife runs. But anyway, yeah, I quite like saying pants. Oh, that is absolutely pants. I'm going to do a thing. That is pants.
Nice.
Perhaps we do a new feature. I could do a full jingle for it, and it's just called "That Is Pants." And we could just get some of this pants and say, "That's pants." No, I can't be fucked.
No.
Next song. Some things become a good idea. Others are just a train of thought that really needs to reach its terminus. Track two this week. Oh, I'm track two. I never say that. Next up, we have Los Pepes. London, Tony. They are from London. Oh. And they've got a new release out of the void. And this track, Thoughtless Boys, is the first track from it. Really good band. I don't think we've played them before, have we? Do you remember Los Pepes? I don't think
we've.
The
name rings a bell, but if you...
It does, kind of, doesn't it? You might be thinking about pizza.
Oh, I love pizza.
Yeah, but not if you lost it.
I would be sad.
Yeah. these therapy sessions are great.
And it's free.
What is... Look, let's just move on. Los Pepes, I think they're great. You're about to when you've heard them. What is Los Pepes Bandcamp page?
LosPepes.bandcamp.com.
It is LosPepes, LosPepes.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Neil, Thoughtless Boys. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Pepes, track called Thoughtless Boys. Find out more, lospepes.bandcamp.com. Do you have any Facebook comments for us, Tony?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie boy.
Frankie
boy. What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. There's even a punky group. Get in there if you like. We've got four this week.
Oh, crikey, Mosley.
Yeah, I've got a few from last week. Stephen McQuaid got in touch.
Egtolo.
Who says, Clobber Rock, saw my MPF last year, savage stuff, with no clobbering. They were last week, 2 weeks ago's gig guide.
It's clobbering time.
It's clobbering time.
It's always clobbering time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers, Steve. Absolutely love Clobber, don't we? It's a great name for a band, isn't it?
Great, Clobber Rock.
Unless, of course, they're one of these fashionista bands and they're just showing up with racks of swanky, silky blouses and such like.
Why not?
Chiffon numbers.
Lone Creep got in touch.
Hey, Dolo Lone Creep. I tell you what, Lone Creep and Clobber on the same bill. That's like a dream gig for me.
That'd be great. And for a snack, tacos. He says, tacos are indeed my thing. Thanks for spinning.
Brilliant. I told you he listens. I love Lone Creep. We play Lone Creep, and lots of bands that, you know, we play on the show, they go, oh, yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, cheers, man. Or they don't. They don't say anything at all, and I understand it, because they're trying to get played on as many things as possible, and they've got bigger fish to fry, maybe. But Lone Creep, he listens, and I love him for it.
Mm.
Thank you, Lone Creep.
Thank you
very much. And we love playing your stuff as well. It is tremendous.
Elephant Jane also got in touch.
Elephant Jane?
Yeah, and they say, thanks for the spin, tacos and nachos. It's a very strong Mexican theme. Jane.
It's taco-centric, this section. It's taco-centric.
Finally, Chris Ridgway got in touch.
Hey, hello, Chris.
And he says, wow, you were right by the Mondo Wave album. The whole album is incredible. Thanks for what you guys do.
It is. It's great. It's absolutely great. And the thing is, if I say that, I'm laughing. Because I've just thought of a joke that you're going to get the answer to because of what we started talking about straight away. And it might be one. It might be one already. But anyway. Why did the Mexican lorry driver go over his mileage?
Don't know.
He didn't check his taco. Right, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Boyle. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for The McGunks. But first, a band I have trouble knowing how to say. I'm saying Trez Kings. They might be Trey Kings. I'm going with Trez Kings because of the name of one of the blokes in the band. Isn't it called Des King or something? But anyway, he's not. He's something like that. Anyway, I'm calling them Trez Kings. It might be Trey Kings. T-R-E-S Kings. We played them once before. They describe themselves as indie rock from Kent, but I think indie rock sells them short. I think I'm not sure what exactly to call them, other than they're fucking brilliant and they're Trez Kings. What is Trez Kings' website?
TrezKings.co.uk.
It is TRESKINGS, TrezKings.co.uk. Tony 3, Paul Vincent Neil, stay tuned for them again because this is Antenna.
Play.
Mactard.
Guitar Me of One underneath us right now, thanks to such a great job with Ben's this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The McGunks and a track called Tire Fire, punk rock and roll from Providence, Rhode Island, Tony, and Friends of the Frenzy of Tongs.
Cool.
We played McGunks before as well. We got something through from there. I think, was that one of the ones that when Brian picked the songs for us, we had a McGunks, didn't we, I think?
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
I think so, yeah. Great band. What is The McGunks Bandcamp page?
TheMcGunks.bandcamp.com?
McGunks.bandcamp.com, even though they are The McGunks. MCGUNKS.bandcamp.com. Paulie B. Unstead 1, Tony 3. Did you do anything last week?
It was largely a work week. So apart from the work, did I watch anything? Not really. We had band practice on Saturday with the babies. The first time I think I'd seen the bassist, certainly the first time we played all together as a band since the gig we played in Wigan, which was the 25th of January.
Oh, right.
I think I was me and Dave had been in the room for the recording, but I hadn't seen the bassist since. And we started practicing with Scott from Tinseltown.
Yeah.
For some gigs. He's going to deck for us a few gigs. So we did that on Saturday. It was good. I don't think Scott's going to take much practice. I think another practice, I think he'll be fine. He's a he's a pro on it. So it was good. It was good. And apart from that, it's been pretty quiet. What are you up to?
I went down to see Steve at Duke's Arms on
Hello,
Friday.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And I got there half past nine, quarter ten sort of thing. He, most people from the pub had gone by about half ten because he shuts early.
Right.
And then we stayed up for a little drink and a little chat and then realised it was gone 5 a.m. Right. He got the Fisk out, Tone. I don't know if that means anything, but
Fisk,
the greatest spirit to ever come out of Denmark.
No.
I first drank it in Norway. It is medicinal. It tastes exactly the same as Fisherman's Friend, and the bloke on the front of the label looks exactly like the bloke on a Fisherman's Friend packet, and I can't help thinking they are intertwined in some way. But you know, it's the best way to take Fisherman's Friend because it makes you pissed as well. It's brilliant. So anyway, we did that, and then I sat in his garden for a bit before I went off down to see Mum. Me and Mum pottered about all afternoon doing stuff down there. Then I came back Saturday night when I watched Match of the Day and watched Forest lose against Everton. We were rubbish. But you know, you're going to have bad games, but this is not the time to be having them, because as of today's results, we're now only still 1 point still in the Champions League places. So I'm praying that we do better in our next game. Now, also, I may have mentioned this, but Nottingham Forest are on 57 points. Every year, Arsenal do a thing called St. Totteringham Day, which is when Arsenal are far enough against above Spurs that Spurs can't catch them up. Tottenham Hotspur can't catch them up.
Yeah.
And I realised that there was going to be a point when that would happen with us this season as well, and it's happened today. So, as of today, Tottenham Hotspur cannot finish above Nottingham Forest. I pronounce today St. Notteringham Day.
Yay!
Brilliant. Yeah, so that's that. I've also... Did I mention that I got stuck into some random box set thing called La Brea? Have you seen La Brea?
No.
I'm watching it.
Okay.
Via the Channel 5 app.
Oh!
My 5. But it's on Disney+. Plus. You can pay for it on there. They have random free ones on Amazon Prime, but it's all available free on Channel 5. It's about some sinkhole that appears in Los Angeles. A load of people fall down it and go to 10,000 BC in Los Angeles, right? And all madness ensues. Oh, okay, it goes very weird very quickly. You get some like woolly mammoths running about and shit. It's all right, you know. And then they find their way back to 1988 by accident. So we have some fun over the 80s and various different things happen. And actually, at times you might think it's a little bit like Lost, but it's not, because things do end. You know, there are storylines within it which sort themselves out. It's all right. I've quite enjoyed it. I'm not going to go beyond that. I've quite enjoyed it, but I'm sticking with it. I'm towards the end of season two. There were three seasons. After the third season, it got cancelled. Can't help out about that.
Right.
But when it gets cancelled, it's all right, because you might remember that I'd watched all the Lovejoys, but I couldn't watch the last five. Couldn't work out why. I found them.
Ah.
I can watch them on You, the You app, which is another free one. So once I finish La Brea, I'll be completing my Lovejoy.
Excellent.
Yeah, and now it's time for a song that you're going to introduce, because you know about it and you were in the band.
Right. Yes. So as mentioned, this will be about 2006-2008 time. I was in a band called El Draco and the Pieces of Hate. There was five of us. It was good fun. It was quite piratey. I left, the bassist left, and they turned decidedly less piratey. But we had some good gigs, we had some good laughs, and we didn't drink much rum. But it was good. We had a few recordings, and that was it. I mean, some of those songs, I was re-listening to them today, and so some of them are alright. You know, it's a shame. With a few more practices, because we were still early days. I think this recording we've got, it's fine, but I think it could have been a lot better if we'd have been another year down the line.
Yeah, of course.
But it was a moment in time.
I enjoyed watching you live.
It was, I think we had good fun with it, and it was a good crack. And everyone, you know, we had some people came to see us, they came back to see us, but a few people just starting to watch us. But I don't know what happened. I think we just imploded in up our houses.
What happened was that members of the band didn't really want to be in a pirate band.
Oh, yeah.
That was the problem, wasn't it? You've set up as a pirate band, you're all wearing the kit, you're all looking great. That gig I saw you at, you were tremendous. And then with each gig that went on, you were a bit less piratey, and that just makes you another fan. It was a classic angle for a local band to have that could have seen them getting on at gigs further afield, but they didn't stick with it.
Nope. You're right.
You did. For long.
I'm not never one to run a joke into the ground, but no. I stuck with it. Absolutely. So that's it. And this is our signature tune. We ended every gig with this. And we said we'll play it last week, and we're playing it.
Right.
Now, website wise, do you want to have a go?
No.
Okay.
But if there is a website, if there is something for El Dragon with a Piece of Eight, yes, I will have a go. If there's not, I don't see a lot of point.
This EP is on my SoundCloud.
Oh, right. So you'd like to guess your SoundCloud?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know how SoundCloud works. SoundCloud.com/Tony Hunt.
That's right.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's on there. If you dig down deep enough, all the songs of the set of this EP is on there. So. Yep.
Right, well, that makes it Paulie Beam Internet 2, Tony 3. This is El Draco and the Piece of Hate, and Yo, Ho, Ho.
Yo, ho, ho, we're off the treasure, sail the seven seas. Yo, ho, ho, we're off the treasure, pirates like Bobby. Get the treasure in the hold and sail away. We might be dead tomorrow, so live for today. Smell of guts and gunpowder is making me horny. Get some wedges up on deck and do something gory. We don't even care, we'll plunder everywhere. If you don't think it's fair, then we're hanging from a yard because the captain said so. Yo ho ho, when we're off for treasure, sail the seven seas. Yo ho ho, when we're off for treasure, like Bobby. Rum, bum and concertina all the way. We're up for any pirates and we like to play. Water, water everywhere, the blacks are shrinking. We don't give a toss because it's grog we're drinking. We don't even care, we'll plunder anywhere. If you don't think it's fair, simple hanging from a yellow because the captain said so. Yo ho ho, and we're off for treasure to the San Francis. Yo ho ho, walk the plank of death to all. Happiness is written on a cannonball. Boarding bodies ready, swinging from the rigging. Gonna spill your gears until your ship is sinking. We don't even care, we'll plunder anywhere. You don't think it's fair, so we're hanging from a yard cause the captain said so. Yo ho ho, we're off the treasure to the seven seas. Yo ho ho, we're off the treasure. Like Bobby. Yo ho ho, and we're off for treasure through the seven seas. Yo ho ho, and we're off for treasure, pirates like Bobby. Yo ho ho, and we're off for treasure through the seven seas. Yo ho ho, and we're off for treasure, pirates like Bobby. Yo ho, yo ho ho.
You're listening to Lanzotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was El Draco and the Piece of Hate and Yo Ho Ho, which isn't available but can be heard via your SoundCloud page. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, right then. So, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yar.
Yo Ho Ho.
Yar.
Indeed. Yes, thanks for gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, does that have to be in the UK, so let me know your gigs. Nathan's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo Nathan.
Now, he hasn't given me all the information, but I have looked it up. He says, hey Tony, I hope I wasn't a slacker that I've missed this week's gig guide. You haven't, it's fine. it just dawned on me that it's already Saturday. So they're playing, he doesn't tell me when they're playing, I have looked it up. So this Sunday, the 20th, they're playing at Mr. Beery's. They're playing with Jones Crusher, Bad Mary and Crisis Canyons.
Brilliant.
And this is in Bethpage, I'm saying Bethpage, New York City.
New York City! Fuck you, my boy.
21 plus $10 on the door. 9 p.m. for music, 8 p.m. if you just want to go in the doors. Yeah, so yeah, if you do want to see Friends of Your Tongues with some great bands, and you are in the New York City area, do check them out for $10.
I do have to say that my experience, having now seen the Friends of Your Tongues more than once, is a Friends of Your Tongues gig is an event.
Mm.
Should go. You should go. If you're anywhere near, go and enjoy them. Also, I nearly stopped the car driving from Steve's to Mum's just before Kim Bolton, because there's a place called Hale Western. And I very nearly stopped the car. If I'd had a big felt tip, I'd have stopped the car and it crossed out the Western, written Nason, take the photo and fucked off. Hale Nason. Yeah, thank you, Nason.
Yeah, that's it for my gigs.
Right, so that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Yarr.
Piratey.
I've picked a gig in the world, yeah, for the second week running.
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
That's another cracker, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Although it is the same gig that I mentioned last time. So, this Friday, Good Friday, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Is it? Yes, it is. It is, isn't it? It's Good Friday this Friday.
Sweet. 18th, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. There was me thinking, we'll do the Easter special next week, and then it's come up with me. No Easter special. The Klingons were playing The Tunnel in Nottingham this Friday, but now they're playing Billy Bootleggers. It's exactly the same, £16 in advance. No booking fee, I've got to say. That's good, £16 in advance. And they're on with Tinseltown Rebellion and someone else whose name escapes me. It's going to be a cracking night. I'll be there. Outside chance you might be as well. Is that right? Or you
can say, I can't be paying 16 quid. I'm not paying 16 quid to watch Tinseltown.
It's like, you got a horse, but fuck it. All right,
yeah.
I'll be there without you. Might see some other people there. You never know. But anyway, it's this Friday, Billy Bootleggers in Nottingham. £16 advanced. If you Google Klingons Nottingham, you'll find out why. Their latest album, Unmakeupable, is absolutely fantastic, and we're going to play a track from it once we've heard that thing again.
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
So many jingles.
It's lovely.
So, anyway, what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Klingons' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Klingons Clowns or something like that?
It is exactly that.
Cool.
All with K's. Facebook.com/ Klingons Clowns. KLINGONZKLOWNS. Klingons Clowns. Tony Four put the internet too. This is from our Unmakeupable. This is Basement Love. Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Red Light District, who I forgot to prompt for the Cleons. Sorry about that. And a track called You Were Never In Love. You see, I did Basement Love and You Were Never In Love. Mm. They are Glaswegian rock gods, Tony. I love the Red Light District. And they sent us a lovely email as well. I do like it when we get a nice email from the band, but they sent us a lovely email that said, look, we really appreciate you playing us in the past, we've got this new stuff out, would you like to play it? And I thought, yes, I would. What is the Red Light District's Bandcamp page?
Redlightdistrict.bandcamp.com?
It's the redlightdistrict.bandcamp.com, and light is L-I-T-E. So it's the, T-H-E, red, R-E-D, light, L-I-T-E, district, D-I-S-T-R-I-C-T, .bandcamp.com, making it Tony, or Paulie Vincent 3.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, I was expecting a thrashing. So anyway, find out more, theredlightdistrict.bandcamp.com, and thanks again for sending that through. Are you doing anything this week, Tom?
Apart from the work of it all, Easter, it is Easter, yeah. But I don't think I'm doing a lot. I've not even bought any eggs. So Saturday, we're playing with Kyle from the Pirates, not El Draco. So the El Draco's drummer, Kyle, is going to play with us Saturday. I think from talking to Scott last week, he knows Kyle, and it sounds like Kyle doesn't want to be in a full-time band but doesn't mind playing occasionally. So I suspect that Apocalypse Baby is just going to have a series of depths. I think we're going to have two or three drummers who play for us, and we'll just see who can do a gig.
Well, that'd work out all right, wouldn't it?
It'd be fine. Yeah, it's a bit more. Yeah, it's a bit more organisation. We don't need a permanent drummer. We've got the album recorded, drum-wise, so I think that'll be all right. So we'll see. So we'll play with Kyle on Saturday. See how he goes. Sunday, I'm playing with Pam Cahill again for the wedding practice until we get a better name. Right. And then I might be going out with the family. I think it was my dad's birthday for a week, and I think there was talk of us going out on Sunday. Oh, so that'll be probably Easter, I think. And then Monday we'll be doing Punky again. What are you up to this week?
I'm going to see Klingons on Friday.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing Tins Town event as well. For the snip of £16, Tony, I think that's very, very reasonable. and I have bought an Easter egg.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, well, £1.25 ones for the Aldi buttons.
Okay, cool.
They're really the only Easter eggs I have any time for, the Cadbury's button Easter egg.
Hmm.
So I've got one for me, and I've got one for both my lodgers, and inside one of them I've written a note saying, not wasting my fucking electricity. but they don't know which one will get that, and I don't know, so it'll be a lottery as to whether which one gets it. But, you know, that's just my little Easter prank. I might nail a hippie to something if I see one. I'm going to crack them with La Brea. My big dude's Friday. Boris play on Easter Monday against Spurs, ironically. So let's hope we win that one. Christ,
I think you will.
It's a bit squeaky bum. Suddenly we were looking comfy two games ago. Now
And Newcastle's got a game in hand, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, but I always thought that Newcastle United would be the other team in the top four.
Right. Who is it then? So you got Liverpool.
We've got Man City.
Arsenal. Us.
Yeah. Yes. Liverpool have won the title. Yeah. Arsenal come second. Yeah. At the moment we're third. Then it's Newcastle, and then it's Man City, Chelsea, and Villa.
Yeah.
But they've all got to play each other. Those three.
Right.
I think. Or Chelsea have got to play them as well. So none of those teams are going to win all of their games. We've just got to win some of ours. And it's got to start now. There's only six games left.
Yeah.
So we really do need to start getting a couple of points on the board here. But anyway, I'd rather talk about Carsick.
Okay.
So this band Carsick, we got this track through from them 2 weeks ago. And lots of radio stations and various things have been playing it. But I was annoyed because it's a radio edit. And it's been quite brutally done. And you can't hear some of the words that were deemed unsuitable for other radio stations. So I sent them an email and said, have you got an unedited version? And they went, yeah, it's here. It can be downloaded from here. So I went and downloaded it from there, and it said private, sort of not for broadcast. And I thought, fuck that. They've told me to do it. So we're playing the proper one. We're playing the one as they imagined it, not how some namby-pamby, oh, you can't say that on the radio, twat, managed to edit it. So this is the proper, full-on version of this song. You can find out more about the Salisbury Punks by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/carsick.
facebook.com/carsickofficial. So unbelievably, it's probably the internet for Tony Four, and this is Pub Watch.
I'm pissed when I'm pissed. Sat down in a park watching football on tough. He's still on the pub watch. Yeah, he's on the pub watch. Yeah, he's on the pub watch. Like, may you be cut off. He's still on the pub watch.
You're listening to The Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Car Sick and the correct unexpurgated pub watch. Facebook.com/CarSickOfficial. Now, just before we get into the twat bit, just it rhymes with twat. I'm talking about rat. Last week's rat show really was rat-tastic, wasn't it? Did you like it?
I did.
Good fun listening to that. It was great. Well done. You edited it beautifully.
Thank you very much.
Yes, all right. And Chris time for Tony. Just lovely. Have you got a twat?
I do.
That means it must be time to hear that thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Good news.
Dirties indeed.
What are you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. All twats will be with thanks, and every twat responded to, let me know your twats. Stiv's been in touch.
Heg Tolo, Stiv,
he says. Heg Tolo, Tony.
Stiv is the Jeff of the second half.
He really is. He just keeps his twat going. Yeah, he's twatted a serious amount of people in the past few years.
He really has.
US Trade Representative Jameson Greer was made to look like a twat in a US congressional hearing. While he was explaining to the committee about Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs, the president announced on social media that he was pausing the tariffs for 90 days. This caused the congressman questioning Mr. Greer to ask several embarrassing questions like, if he knew this was going to happen, why did he not say anything in the opening remarks, or had he really not spoken to the president about the reordering of global trade? Greer's picture was posted on X with the caption, what it looks like when you're in the country's trade representative testifying before Congress and you find out Trump changed his mind on tariffs. So Jameson Greer of Washington DC is a twat, even though it was his boss that made him look like one.
Yeah, of course. And you were kind of right when we were going on, when I said last week we've got 10% and no one else has. That's because when he announced it, we really had got away with it. 10%, lots of other countries had a lot more, but then he backtracked on that and said everyone's 10% except China, didn't he?
Yeah.
And they were 154% or something, and they said, right, well, we're going to make it 200%. And then he said, all right, 506%, And they went 1,000%. And then a Chinese representative that I heard on BBC News said, it's tit for tat. We will not back down. We will not blink. We will keep raising yours if you keep raising ours. We'll just keep it going. We're not bothered. And by the way, I don't know whether you've noticed, but we've suddenly got an unhealthy interest in the Arctic. I don't really like what's happening up there, and neither do the Norwegians. Svalbard is under pressure. They expect, because Russia's got more than half of the coastline around the Arctic Circle.
Right.
Then US and Canada have about a third of it, I think, maybe a bit more. Then Norway's got quite a bit of it. There's a little bit of Sweden and Finland in there as well, but the Danes have got an interest because of Greenland.
Hmm.
But yeah, they're all a little bit concerned that China have suddenly started going, oh, we quite like the look of this bit.
Yeah. And Trump's already changed the tariffs on smartphones as well, so that's his back down on
that.
So,
Let's try it then.
Yep, so for being in the committee, not knowing about the tariff changes, Jameson Greer from Washington DC is a twat.
Let's say the thing again. Shiny elbows
indeed.
One last song this week, the Voodoo Love Gods, Tony, all the way from Maryland. Since 1985, and we played that fantastic song from then the other week, Chinese Spy, and I was daft enough to think it was a new song and they were a new band, but I'm not sure it was. It might have been an old one, because according to their Bandcamp page, which is
voodoolovegods.bandcamp.com,
it is voodoolovegods.bandcamp.com and not the voodoolovegods.bandcamp.com. It's voodoolovegods.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 5 pulling in set 4. You've won in the end, Tone.
Yay.
You've gone across the line in the way I hope not your followers do. You find out more there, and you find out from there that they are recording new material as we speak, and it should be out in what they describe as the fall, but I would more likely call it autumn.
Right.
Yes.
This is Jimmy Pukes.
Couldn't hold his liquor. He drank all night, but he just got sicker. He liked his wine and he liked his beer. When he throws up, you better stand clear, 'cause Jimmy Pukes alive. Jimmy Pukes alive. Jimmy Pukes alive. Jimmy was a friend, but he couldn't hold his liquor. He drank all night, but he just got sicker. He liked his wine and he liked his beer. When he throws up, you better stand clear, 'cause Jimmy friend, but he couldn't hold his liquor. He drank all night, but he just got sicker. He liked his wine and he liked his beer. When he throws up, you better stand clear. Jimmy keeps alive. Jimmy keeps alive. Jimmy keeps alive. Yeah.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Voodoo Love Gods and a brilliant track called Jimmy Pukes there. Maryland punk rocker since 1985. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to the show, Tony.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Lead shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. They have not been removed. So if you do ever get any shows missing, you can always go to our website. Don't forget, punkyradio.com is your friend. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioantidote.se, and radiofocusing.com. If you are down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App. Whilst they remain shows, we have had some shows removed. They did threaten it, and then we've had two or three or four removed. As people kind of say, well, no, I don't think I don't. Did we let Punky Radio play our song? I don't think we did. So fuck Spotify. But if you are, you know, as I say,
Punky Radio. It's not a good way to listen to it, to be fair.
It is quite a good way to listen to it. And you can review us on there, but Spotify's there. Yeah. You can find us on Amazon Music. I haven't heard a thing about that. Alexa. Everyone loves Alexa, so if you do have an Alexa skill store a thingy-bob, you can get one of the thingy-bobs. You can put it in that thingy-bob and tell it what to do. I don't know. I haven't got one, but apparently it's lovely.
Well, if you're really lucky, on next week's show, I'll talk about me renegotiating my mortgage.
Ooh.
I hope you have a happy Easter. I might see one or two of you this Friday at Klingons. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Budgie gun.